Dragons and the Central Rebels. We are live on the campus of Central High School in Park Hills. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey as we get set for the first semifinal here between the Dragons and the Rebels. We'll also have coverage of the Festus Tigers against the Herculaneum. So, first things first, we have to see what St. Genevieve can do against the Central Rebels. And St. Genevieve coming in a first round bye. They have the top seed in the tournament. Central last night defeating the Windsor Owls in two sets. So they already have a win underneath their belt in this district tournament with a little bit of momentum. But, Sean, they will have a pretty tough test in this St. Genevieve Dragon squad who comes in as the defending district champions.
You mentioned the momentum, though. That's something I want to key on. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to have that first round bye because you want to get that momentum. And I'm curious to see how St. Genevieve does. They are coming off the last game that they played to end the regular season was against the rival, the Valley Catholic Warriors. They lost that one in two sets to them. Valley, a very good team in their own right, but they're coming off a loss. Meanwhile, Central, they're coming off a win against a tough Windsor opponent. They're at home, so the momentum, you would imagine, is on their side just because they played more recently and they were victorious more recently as well, as opposed to the St. Genevieve Dragons. Then again, this could be almost like a calm before the storm of the St. Genevieve Dragons. They're a little bit more well-rested than the Central Rebels, having not played last night as opposed to what these Rebels did beating Windsor last night. And St. Genevieve, you almost wonder if they got that loss out of their way, their bad game out of the way, which you want to have happen before the postseason starts. You don't want to have that game with all mental errors and mistakes left and right happen in the postseason, especially now in the district tournament, because we were just saying before on air, win or go home. You know, this could be it for some of these players.
Yeah, it could be, and it could be it for, you know, some players that have played very well for St. Genevieve, including their middle hitter, Avery Reed, who has 383 kills coming into tonight's match. That's 5.8 kills per set, and they have a lot of experienced players, including their setter, Drew Lamondier, who has been their ace setter all season long. And Central, they come in with some pretty hard hitters as well. Brooklyn Pace can be on the middle and on the outside, but you know, probably not too as many go-to players as St. Genevieve might have for Central, so they probably will have to ride their home court advantage as well as the momentum they had from last night.
This is a very senior-laden St. Genevieve squad as well, and it's interesting the way the roster is built. A lot of seniors, a lot of sophomores, only one junior on this roster too, so very interesting to see how the turnover is going to be moving on to next season, but they're not focused on next season right now. Them, and especially these seniors, they're focused on tonight.
We'll hear from both head coaches, both St. Genevieve's Jessica Hest and Central's Tracy Casey, when we come back on the pregame show here on AM 800 KREI in just a second. We're getting ready for semifinal action in the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament. We'll hear from St. Genevieve's Jessica Hess coming up next on AM 800 KREI.
It's an exciting time at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Every Articat in stock is at price to move during our factory authorized clearance event. We've got rebates up to $1,800 on brand new 2017 Prowler HDX and HDX Crew, the ultimate six-seat UTV. We've got the best-in-class 2017 Wildcat Trail and Wildcat Sport with rebates up to $1,300. Plus 3.9% APR for 60 months, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Highway 67 South, next to the Harley store. Visit us at TSSTT.com.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You are defending district champions, and you're coming back and one of the top seeds now. So as you look back on, you know, the last year or so, how do you think the team has really progressed to not only win it last year but also get back to this spot and a favorite to win it again this year?
You know, the girls know what it takes and how much hard work it takes to get to districts and even to get past districts. So, you know, they knew at the beginning of the season that this was one of their goals, and they've been put in the effort, they've put in the hard work. They've came together as a team. They have great teamwork and great character. So, you know, they're ready to roll.
And going into this tournament as a top seed, does the mindset change a little bit, knowing that, you know, a lot of the teams that maybe didn't have as good of a season are definitely putting a bigger target on your back?
It doesn't really, yeah, the number one seed, you do have a target on your back, but it still comes up to who's going to show up and play and who's going to put in that effort and who wants it more. My girls know that it's not going to come easy, that it's going to take a lot of hard work and effort. It's going to take some teamwork out there.
As you look at this matchup against Central, what do you think you might need to neutralize mostly to get in the win column for this one?
You know, to win any game from here on out, it's going to take 100% effort by everybody on that court. You know, and whether it's Central or whomever, you're going to have to play your top game from here out, because it's lose or go home. So they know that, or win or go home, I should say. So they know that, so they're going to have to bring it tonight.
Who do you think you'll rely on mostly to advance past the next round?
You know, it's a team game. They know that everybody out there on the court is going to have to play 100%. It's not just one hitter. It's not just the setter. Not just your defense. It takes everybody working as one unit to win games.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. That is Jessica Hess, the head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons. We'll be back with more as we get set for the first semifinal of the district tournament in Class 3 District 2 right here on AM 800 KREI.
Thank you.
Y'all hungry after the game? This is Jeff Kettlehut, owner of Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Come on in to fill your belly after the big game. Better yet, why wait till afterwards? Let me cater your next party with some of my dry rub wings, pulled pork, and other barbecue favorites. Barbecue fresh off the smoker. Here at Kettle Huts, we pride ourselves in having the freshest barbecue around. That's why we keep our smoker running nearly 24 hours a day on 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City. Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Andy Humphrey back on AM 800 KREI. We're getting set for action in the Class 3 District 2 semifinal round between St. Genevieve and Central. And I'm here with Central Rebels head coach Tracy Casey. And, Coach, getting to this point, now having to face the top seed after your win yesterday, what do you think might be the thing that you have to focus on most against a team like St. Genevieve?
Well, I think with any team that you're going to see at this point in the second night of districts is just you taking care of your own side of the floor. They're going to be a good team. We know that. We've played them earlier in the season. We're looking for a little redemption tonight. So they have a good, strong attack. They've got great defense. They'll work really hard, and hopefully we'll work just as hard on our side.
Does the winner-go-home mentality kind of change things a little bit as you approach this one?
Oh, absolutely, and that's something that we've talked about for the last week and then the last 2 days, and, you know, more specifically, just that it's one and done. If you lose, you're out, and that's all there is to it, and the season's over, and I have two seniors that start that would be devastated by that. I have five seniors all together that, you know, this could be it for them. So, yeah, we've talked about that quite a bit.
What strengths do you think you have that you might be able to use against St. Genevieve that would really try and neutralize them tonight?
Well, I'm hoping that our block is there. We're going to have a real strong block against St. Gen in order to slow that ball down a little bit. But I think our balanced attack of not just really focusing on one person to do all of our hitting is going to make a big difference. And hopefully that kind of keeps them on their toes, because our setters can hit, our middles can hit, our outsides can hit. So hopefully a balanced attack will be the answer.
You also get to play at home. Does that also bring a little bit of a bigger edge to your team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We love to play at home. Our record's pretty good at home. We like to play here. It's a good gym, and we're comfortable. So, yeah, we're excited about tonight.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Tracy Casey, the head coach of the Central Rebels. We're getting set for action in the Class 3 District 2 semifinal round between Central and St. Genevieve. We'll be back right here on AM 800 KREI.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
I am Susan Swink, Marketing Director for Heart and Soul Hospice, serving Iron, Madison, Washington, St. Genevieve, and St. Francis counties for over 12 years. Heart and Soul Hospice boasts a quick response to inquiries while being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Heart and Soul Hospice has the knowledge and experience needed to guide you and your family through the hospice journey. To learn more about Heart and Soul Hospice, visit us on Facebook or our website, heartandsoulhospice.com.
We're back in Park Hills on the campus of Central High School for Class 3 District 2 volleyball action in Central. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Central Rebels, and it'll be Buckley Moss, the outside hitter, getting a start, the sophomore. A couple of seniors in the middle, Brooklyn Pace and Nora Graves. Number 8, Hannah Stewart, one of the setters, and the junior will start, as well as Avery Norris, number 9, and then rounding out the starting lineup for Central, their junior hitter, number 21, Callie Thurston. No libero for the Central Rebels side. We'll also take a look at the starting lineup for the St. Genevieve Dragons, the number 1 seed in the tournament. Their outside hitter, Jennifer Humboldt, gets the start. Allie Grass, one of their setters, and Megan Schweigert, the will also start, number 9. Number 10, Avery Reed, who we mentioned earlier, one of their top hitters, their middle hitter. She'll get the start tonight. The libero is number 12, Jada Greminger. Drew Lamondier is number 14, and she will be the setter as the senior. And number 15, Haley Grass, will also get the start for the St. Genevieve Dragons. We are almost ready for action in the first semifinal game of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament. We'll step aside for just a moment on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJEF.
When life calls an unexpected audible,
oh, my car broke down.
My refrigerator went belly up.
I left the hose on for a week while it was out of town, and my water bill is through the roof.
Call the right play and score at AAA Check Advance. When unexpected expenses arise, AAA Check Advance will give you a fast, convenient $500 cash advance or a $1,000 installment loan. AAA Check Advance in Farmington and Crystal City, keeping you in the game.
Butler Supply is your source for electrical, septic, and communication products. Hi, I'm Dustin Reese, manager of Butler Supply in Farmington. Our knowledgeable sales associates provide valuable product information and can assist you in determining what size generator you require, what Ameren UE incentives are available when updating your lighting, and to select which water heater works best for your application. Butler Supply, dedicated to our customer success and providing exceptional customer service for over 40 years. Online at butlersupply.com.
Home for sale by owner.
Maybe this will work.
Home for sale by owner!
Seriously? Hey, honey, you want to join me? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Home for sale by owner!
Oh, come on!
There's a better way to sell your home fast.
Hi, this is Misty Merritt with My Real Estate. Sell your home fast with the MyRE team. 573-664-1691. Visit our website, myrealestatellc.com.
We're almost ready to start off on KREI Farmington and KJFF Festus. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. The first semifinal round in the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament. St. Genevieve, the top seed, facing off against the number 4 seed Central, playing on their home court tonight. St. Genevieve, as we mentioned earlier, won this tournament last year in Class 3 District 2. They defeated Windsor in the district title game back in 2016. Central already defeated Windsor earlier in the tournament. That was yesterday in the opening round. So no championship rematch between St. Genevieve and Windsor this year. And meanwhile, the winner of this game will take on the winner between Festus and Herculaneum coming up just shortly after the conclusion of this one here this afternoon. So, Sean, a pretty exciting one early on. You get the home team in the tournament, and you also get the top seed facing off. Should be a good semifinal.
Yeah, certainly, and I'm glad that it's set up this way because, you know, in the next game, the winning team is going to be sticking around. Obviously, they have to, but they're going to be here in the gym to watch it. But I like that it's the two closer teams facing off in the first one, especially the home team included, the Central Rebels.
Central will be in their home white uniforms with the red numbers and the black stripes down the shirt. And then St. Genevieve, the designated road team, will be in their away greens with the white numbers as the two teams shake hands before the game starts. We're almost ready for action. Again, St. Genevieve, the top seed in the tournament, and certainly have had a pretty good season to this point. Central riding a win yesterday, trying to get the best of the top seed on their home floor as the starters separate from the reserves, and we're almost ready to get underway as St. Genevieve now breaks their huddle. From where we're sitting, St. Genevieve will be on the right and Central will set up on the left side. And it looks like St. Genevieve will be getting the opening serve. And back to serve for St. Genevieve is Megan Schweigert, the sophomore. As we get underway in Class 3, District 2 semifinal action, there's the serve and bump and a set by Avery Norris. That's a hit by Pace, which is dug out. St. Genevieve recovers. That's a hit from Humboldt, but Central even to that one. And a couple blocks by St. Genevieve on that shot by Pace, but it gets through and Central with the first point of the game.
Blocked by Reed and Humboldt there, and Humboldt tried to tip it back up. Reed was backing away, unable to get to that one, though, to keep it alive.
St. Genevieve comes back the other way after the serve. A big hit on that right side by Megan Schweigert. So it evens things up at one apiece in the first set. So back to serve for St. Genevieve is Jennifer Humboldt, the junior outside hitter. A high toss, and she gets a jump serve across to Central, and they juggle with it but can't get it across. So St. Genevieve taking a 2-1 lead early.
And she really tossed that one high up in the air. If the ceiling was any lower here at the field house on the campus of Park Hill Central, it would touch the ceiling.
Central digs out this serve now, and they just bump it across. St. Genevieve now setting up. There's their middle hitter, Avery Reed. She gets an early kill to make it 3-1.
Straight down the lane there, absolutely no blocking in front of her. Nice quick set, kept it at the perfect height, low enough where it wouldn't give the defense enough time to set up, but just high enough for her to get a clean hit off.
Now the jump serve from Humboldt. They set it up. Central does. A hit by Pace is dug out by St. Genevieve. They work to the left side, but Central digs out their shot. Now Central works to the right, and a hit by number 8, Hannah Stewart, was just out of bounds, so it's now 4-1 St. Genevieve. That's a 4-0 run. Jump serve by Humboldt once again. Central digs it out. The set and the bump by Pace is blocked, and Central getting another chance. They'll just bump it across to St. Genevieve again, and now hitting it across is Brass, but Central digs it out. And they'll bump it back to St. Genevieve. Reed didn't get a nice jump at it, but she touched it over, and that one's in for another kill for Reed. And so 5-1 St. Genevieve on top in the first set.
That's a brilliant heads-up play by Reed right there. She didn't have a good approach on it. It was just a little too far out in front of her, but she read where the defense was and tipped it to where nobody was. It was still able to keep it in bounds.
Pace's shot is blocked, and it looked like Reed was in on that one, and they get another point, a 6-0 run to put St. Genevieve on top 6-1, and Central calls timeout.
Central, they're having trouble here just setting up their offensive plays. How many times have we seen now where they've just bumped it back over? And they're doing a good job bumping it over and keeping it towards the back. You'd rather it go towards the back of the court versus be up in the front court where the setter can easily get to it, or you can easily get it to your setter. But at some point, they need to get on the attack if they want to put up any points. They're not going to get any points by just bumping it over every single time.
Yeah, they need to try and get to their outside hitters a little bit cleaner, as St. Genevieve will now serve with a 6-1 lead in the first set. Humboldt with yet another jump serve, and over it goes. This one is in for an ace by Humboldt. Central let it go, thinking it was going to sail out of bounds, but it is 7-1, Dragons.
And the spin that she puts on the ball is fantastic. I mean, just watch how it drops.
Yeah, it dropped again there. This time they dig it out, Central does. And that's a nice hit by Callie Thurston Jr. She gets it past the block of St. Genevieve. And finally, Central back on the board at 7-2, St. Genevieve.
That breaks up the 7-0 run, but Central needs to run themselves here if they want to remain in this one. They can't give it right back to St. Gen.
Thurston with a save, or a serve, I should say. And there's the outside hitter, Allie Grass, but it looked like she touched the net there, so that's a violation. 7-3, St. Genevieve. So another serve for Thurston. So now Central serves, sets it over to St. Genevieve. They work to the outside, and Avery Reed will throw it right into the block, and yet another block from Central, and they get a point there. It's 7-4. That's what Coach Casey talked about earlier. Central's blocking would be key in this one against the Dragons.
Hannah Stewart, 5'10", tallest player on the Central Rebels, in on both of those blocks there.
Thurston with the save. They work to the middle, and a bad hit from Reed as she tried to touch it over, but not enough steam on it, and quickly a 4-0 run for Central. It's now 7-5.
It looked like she wanted to swing straight when approaching it at first, but it wasn't high enough for her, and so she tried to tip it over, but made that decision too late.
They work to Reed again. This time she gets it across, but Central digs it back out and gives it back to St. Genevieve. She touches it over again, does Reed, and she gets it this time. So St. Genevieve breaks up the run by Central. It's now 8-5 Dragons.
So a good four-point run there to at least get it a little bit closer for Central. But if they want to remain in this one, they're going to have to get the ball back pretty quickly here.
In comes the St. Genevieve libero, Jada Greminger. She serves it over, and Central has a shot, but it's dug out by St. Genevieve. Central gets it back. There's a shot by Norris. It's dug out, and St. Genevieve now working the other way. Has an across the court shot that goes out of bounds from Haley Grass, so Central with the point there. It's 8-6, St. Genevieve.
Good set, though, from Lala Mandir of St. Genevieve to even give her outside hitter a shot to put that one in play.
Lala Mandir sets it to Reed, who works to the outside now. Central digs out her shot. They bring it back to St. Genevieve, though. And now here's a shot by Haley Grass. She is on the court this time as she gets the kill, and it's 9-6, St. Gen.
And again, great play being shown by Lala Mandir, the setter of St. Genevieve. She's doing a fantastic job setting up her outside and middle hitters.
There's Grass with the serve. They work to the middle, does Central. Their shot is blocked, and Thurston will just touch it over to St. Genevieve. There's the set by Lala Mandir. They work to Grass again, and another kill for Grass. Haley Grass, the senior outside hitter, with back-to-back kills, and it's 10-6 Dragons.
This Lala Mandir to Grass connection is working very well. Early on, it was Reed getting a lot of the points, but we're seeing here late now, as it's 10-6, Grass has been the go-to outside hitter.
Avery Reed with a shot into the net on the serve, and that'll be a point to Central. It's 10-7. They'll now serve Central with Hannah Stewart. She gets it over. Lala Mandir the set, and the hit this time from Julia McClin, who's checked into the game. And Central will bump it back to St. Genevieve. Awkward pass that Lala Mandir had to handle. She set it nicely, though, to Julia McClin for the kill, and it's 11-7 Dragons.
Yeah, that one, after it was recovered by St. Gen, was kind of sending Lala Mandir into the net a little bit. You're right, she was able to make a great pass from that one that she received to set up her teammate.
Served by St. Genevieve, and Central works to the outside. That shot into the net by Nora Graves, but they give it back to St. Genevieve. Now there's a hit by Humboldt, and a violation there. Looks like Central may have touched the net there. It's 12-7 Dragons. So So back to serve is Haley Grass for St. Jen. Serves it over, and they work to the middle now. There's Liberty Coleman, who couldn't get it over. That's four hits on Central as she hit it straight into the net there. So 13-7, St. Jen on top.
Seen another good St. Jen run developing here as they begin to separate themselves from Park Hills once again.
Central touched it over to St. Jen once again, and Avery Reed with a shot from the middle of her side of the court. She got it all the way across, touched it off some Rebel defenders, and gets the kill. It's 14-7.
Nice roll shot there from the back row for Avery Reed. Able to get some good spin on it, allowing it to drop in.
And again, St. Jen with a little bit more momentum. It's 14-7 in the first set. There's the serve by Grass, and Central trying to deal with it, but they have to touch it over to St. Jen once again. Here's a setup in the middle for Julia McClinn. Another kill for the sophomore middle hitter, and it's 15-7 Dragons.
And the Central Rebels need to do a better job with their lateral movement to get over and block some of these shots. We've seen success from them when they are able to get there and block these shots. But St. Jen doing a good job of changing up which direction they're going to send it. Central's got a counter.
They go to the outside. They dig out Nora Graves' shot, does St. Jen. Now they work to the left, and Jennifer Humboldt comes up and gets the kill on that left side of the net. It's 16-7, and Central's Tracy Casey calls another timeout.
And a great start for St. Genevieve here. They're using a lot of different players. We've seen Grass have her name called. Lala Mandir has been the one setting them all up. Avery Reed is doing a great job, too. Humboldt with that great string of serves early on with the spin that she gets on her serves, too. It's been a very strong and balanced start for the St. Gen Dragons.
Yeah, a lot of assists from Lala Mandir early on, and St. Genevieve really rolling the runs so far, and Central had a little bit of a run after the timeout. It seemed to help them. We'll see if it helps them here with Tracy Casey trying to put some more juice into her squad on that left side. So, again, 16-7 in the first set of the Class 3 District 2 semifinal round in the district tournament. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve, Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Festus, Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling in Farmington, State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington, Heart and Soul Hospice in Farmington, and AAA Check Advance in Farmington. Thank you very much for making our broadcast possible. Haley Grass for St. Genevieve serves it over. Central will work to their left side, and a shot by Nora Graves is underneath the block of St. Jen, and Graves powers it through for a point for Central. It's 16-8.
And good to see the Rebels get on the attack once again. They started as that last set went on, being defensive the entire time and not being able to set up their outsider middle hitters for a spike.
Buckley Moss serves it over for Central. They work to the middle, does St. Genevieve, and a shot by Julia McClinn is nicely handled by Central, but they just barely cannot get it over. So McClinn with a nice hit, and it's now 17-8 Dragons.
Well, the initial dig to keep it alive just sent the ball up into the air and away from the court. You want it to stay within that box.
Central works to the outside on their chance, and a nice hit by Avery Norris gets it past all of the Dragons and in the back corner for a kill, and it's 17-9.
Chloe Unterreiner checks in. Haley Grass checks out. I believe that's the first substitution we've seen from St. Genevieve.
There's a serve by Nora Graves. St. Genevieve works to their left side. A shot by Unterreiner is dug out. Central will work to the middle, but their shot is dug out as well. Nice dig by the libero, and a block there by Central. Brooklyn Pace blocking the St. Genevieve shot. Now Central working on their side, and Pace once again tried to touch it over, but it's dug out by St. Jen once again. And a shot by St. Jen. Nice dig by Central's Buckley Moss. St. Jen now working on the outside. Unterreiner got a kill, and finally it's deflected out of bounds by Central. And a kill there for Unterreiner after a long rally, 18-9 St. Jen.
Good little back-and-forth action from both teams. St. Jen, though, finally getting one to go through. Haley Reed has really impressed me with her play in both the front and the back row. She's back in the front row now, but she's the tallest player at 5'11", and she has a complete repertoire of roll shots and can dig, too.
Central shot on the left side by Pace was blocked by St. Jen, but went out of bounds. So Central with the point, 18-10 with the Dragons on top. Here's the serve by Avery Norris. It's over, and looked like Central lifted their shot and a carry there. So Central with the point.
And it's runtime if you're Central. I mean, they're down 18-10. It's getting to the point in the match where you can ill afford to make any mistakes and give any freebies back to St. Jen.
Correct.
Because that could cost you the entire set.
Looks like they're redoing the point. So St. Jen working on their side. Dug out by Central. Now they'll work to the middle. And a nice shot by Pace off the arm of the Dragon hitter. And it is now 18-11, St. Jen on top. Now back to serve is Brooklyn Pace for Central. Gets it over. They dig it out. And they'll work to the left side. Avery Reed off the block. And Central digs it out. But they have to bump it over back to St. Jen, who can set things up. Bump by Balamadir. A good hit from Reed. And Central unable to get the dig. So 19-11, St. Jen after another kill from Reed.
Buckley Moss going for the dig there. And actually got tipped in the front row. And I think that threw off her timing a little bit. She was on the court before the ball got to her.
Jennifer Humboldt with another jump serve. Central even to it, and they work to the left side. Pace, her shot is blocked, and she hit it too many times, it looks like. So too many hits on Central, and St. Jen with a 20-11 lead.
And this is a perfect situation for St. Jen right here. Humboldt, probably their best server, is the one serving here for them.
Another serve. They work to the outside again. This time Hannah Stewart has to just bump it over to St. Jen. And Avery Reed with a nice hit on the top of the net. And that really is where her height comes into play, as she's able to touch it over the block and make it 21-11 Dragons. Humboldt with another jump serve for St. Jen. Central just barely digs it out by Moss. They work to the middle. Pace, her shot is blocked. Now St. Jen works to the outside. Unterreiner has her shot dug out. And looks like two hits on Central's Avery Norris as she tried to work it back to the middle. So another point for St. Jen. It's 22-11. Humboldt with a jump serve. This one's a little high, but Central digs it out. And they work to the middle. And Pace with a shot that's deflected away. And it's 22-12 St. Jen on top and Central to serve.
Just a nice swing there from Pace. Too much power on it for St. Genevieve to handle. It did get deflected, but straight into the stands.
Served by Central. St. Genevieve to the right side. And Unterreiner with another kill as she hits it off another Central Rebel. 23-12, and St. Jen closing in on a set one victory.
Same point that I just made 30 seconds ago. Just too much power on it. So when it was dug out, it deflected well out of play and into the stands. This time, though, Unterreiner favoring St. Jen.
The St. Jen libero, Jada Greminger, to serve. Gets it over. The set by Norris, and she sets up Pace, but St. Genevieve digs it out. Reed has to bump it back to Central, however. There's Stewart with the set, and now Pace to the outside, and again Humboldt with a dig, and now they set Humboldt up again, but she hits it straight into the net, and that'll give it back to Central. It's 23-13 with St. Jen on top in set one.
Humboldt looking for the roll shot from the back row. A little too low there. She might have been further back than she anticipated.
Humboldt digs out this serve, and a nice one by Lalamandir to Reed, but it's dug out nicely by Central. And this one's a hit by Nora Graves, and she gets it just past the dig of Humboldt there, and 23-14 now is the score with Central to serve. They serve it with Brooklyn Pace. They set up the outside, and Haley Grass for St. Jen gets a kill, and now it's set point for St. Genevieve up 24-14. Avery Reed will be back to serve. Gets it over. Dug out by Central. They work to the left side, and that's a shot for Graves, but St. Genevieve even to it, and now here's Grass trying to get the match point, but they don't. But St. Genevieve, another chance. Kind of a high shot to Lalamandir, who has to bump it back over to Central, but they give it right back. Now Lalamandir sets up the middle, and there's Julia McClinn with a shot, but St. Genevieve unable to get that one. Now Central, working on their end, has to give it back to St. Jen. Lalamandir sets right side to McClinn and unable to get it. Central has to dig it out once again. Lalamandir to the left side to Grass, and that one's finally off of a Rebel hitter, and that is a set one victory for St. Genevieve after the kill by Haley Grass. So 25-14 is the first set score for St. Jen. Laid lead 1-0 over Central. We'll be back right here on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJEF right after this.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's that time of year. No, not summer. It's time to move again. This is Harold with Hastings Unlimited. Last summer, we moved from our building on Cars to 120 East 1st Street, and now we are moving back to 408 East Cars with Rock Bottom Shoes and More, owned by Scott and Regina Hastings. We will still be renting tuxedos, selling school jackets, and promotional products. We will be in our new location by August the 1st. Purchase shoes, school jackets, promotional products, and rent tuxedos, all at our old new home, 408 East Cars in Farmington.
Welcome back to Park Hills on the campus of Central High School. St. Genevieve now on top of the Central Rebels in set one. They got a 25-14 victory, so St. Gen one set victory away from advancing to the championship later on tonight as both teams take the court. They switch sides. St. Genevieve now on the left with Central on the right. And St. Gen, the top seed in the tournament, trying to advance against the four seed Central Rebels. Want to thank a few of our sponsors, including My Real Estate in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, and Mike Welker in Perryville, Innovative Warehousing and Distribution Incorporated in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, The Soap Lady in Bon Terre, Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, and Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, as well as Butler Supply in Farmington. Thank you for making our broadcast possible. We move to set number two. Central will serve first, and St. Genevieve has to work it back to Central. They set up the left side, and Thurston with a hit, but it's dug out. And now St. Genevieve with a hit and a nice block on the left side by Thurston, and that's a four-hit violation on St. Genevieve, so a first point for Central. And a serve by Nora Graves is not handled in the back by Megan Schweigert for St. Jen, so it's an ace for Central. They lead 2-0 in set two. Graves with another serve. This time Schweigert handles it, and Lala Mandir brings it all the way back to the middle where St. Jen has to give it back. Now they work to the outside. Central does, but St. Jen digs out the shot. Now going to the left, and Central getting the ball once again. They work Thurston on the left side, but Jen with a good block, and Central has to give it back. Now St. Jen setting up their middle hitter, Avery Reed. It's dug out by Central nicely. Thurston has to touch it back over to the Dragons, however. They work to the left side. There's Umbolt, but her shot is too far and goes out of bounds. So an early 3-0 lead for Central in set two after dropping the first set. Another serve for Nora Graves, but this one goes out of bounds to the left, and that will give St. Jen their first point of the second set, and it'll set up Jennifer Umbolt with her jump serve, and it goes straight into the net. So a point for Central. They lead 4-1 in the second set. Now back is Avery Norris for the Rebels. Gets it over. Reed digs it out. And they work to the back where Umbolt's shot is wide to the left. And Central with a 5-1 run to start out set number two after dropping the first set to St. Jen. Another serve for Stewart, or correction, Norris, as St. Jen works to the middle. And a shot straight into the net by Reed. And that wasn't touched by Central, and it went out of bounds. So another point for the Rebels. They're up 6-1. Norris with another serve. Reed digs it out and now gets it back. A shot is dug out but goes out of bounds on the other side of the net. And just too much power for Norris to handle as she hits it out of bounds. And it is 6-2 Rebels with St. Jen to serve. Rebels make substitutions, bring in the libero, Jada Greminger, who will come in to serve. There's her hit, but not handled by Nora Graves, and they have to scramble here, Central. They give it back to St. Jen. Set by Lala Madeer, sets up Reed, but nicely done by the Rebels to dig that one out. A hit to the outside by Thurston is too far, but it was touched by St. Jen, and the Rebels get the point. So it's 7-2 with Central on top in the second set, and things are looking much better to start for the Rebels in set number two after dropping the first set 25-14. Now Thurston with this serve gives it to St. Jen. Lala Madeer, the set to Reed. This one was off the net and off of the block, and Central unable to dig it back out, so Reed with a kill, and she'll go back to serve for St. Jen, down 7-3 in set two. Here's the serve by Reed. Bump by Thurston. The set by Stewart. And they get it across, but St. Jen digs it out. And once again, Norris with the set. And unable to get it there is Pace as St. Jen works to their left side. A good shot by Grass, but a good block by the Rebels. And they get an 8-3 lead in set number two. A double block on that right side by Central, which is a key part of their game. So far is working against the Dragons. There's a serve by Pace. And St. Jen working to the left side. Julia McClain back into the game. And she gets it off the block there. And 8-4 is the score now for Central. And St. Jen to serve. Grass with the serve. And Central works to their left side. And their shot is blocked. But they do get it across to St. Jen. Working to the middle with McClain. And this one's into the net by Central as McClain gets another kill. And it's 8-5 with Central still on top, but Central trying to build a little more momentum. Here's Haley Grass with the serve. Dug out by the Rebels. They'll work to the left side with Graves. Her shot off the block. And that one's dug out and across by St. Jen. They work to Graves once again. And now to the left side for St. Genevieve. And a shot off the block, but out of bounds by Humboldt, and she gets a kill. St. Genevieve now closing the gap on Central. It's 8-6 with the Rebels still leading in set number two. St. Genevieve with the serve. Digging it out is Thurston. They work to their outside hitter, Brooklyn Pace. A long shot, but St. Jen cannot handle it, and it's 9-6 now as Central breaks up the St. Genevieve run. And now back to serve is Hannah Stewart for Central. Her serve is met by Grass. They set up to the left side. Humboldt, a shot off the block, goes out of bounds. And that's a kill for Humboldt. And it's 9-7 with St. Genevieve trailing Central. Dragons will now serve with Wallaman Deer, their setter. Her serve is met by the Rebels. Nora Graves, the shot, is dug out, but the Rebels get it back after St. Genevieve mishandling. They work to Graves again, but it's blocked. McClain was in on that one for St. Genevieve, and they now only trail by a point to the Rebels. It's 9-8. Lala Madeer with the serve. They work to the middle, and into the game now is Coleman. Her shot is met, but a bad pass by Central, as nobody on the outside was there to meet Brooklyn Pace's pass. So now it's tied at 9-9 between the Rebels and the Dragons. St. Jen won the first set 25-14 and now trying to win set number two against the Rebels, who work to their left side. And that's two hits on Central's Hannah Stewart as she tried to pass it over to Graves. And now St. Jen leading 10-9. Here's the serve, and they work to Graves, does Central, but St. Jen gets it out. Central now working again on this right side, and Graves, her shot is too wide, and that goes out of bounds, so it's now 11-9, St. Jen on top. A good start from Central, but they have lost the momentum that they had to start out this set. as we're now waiting for the ball to be dug out. That's actually Jessica Hess going to race over to get the ball. It went down the hallway to the locker rooms. But now they get the ball, and Lala Mandir, another serve. Central with a nice little touch pass by Liberty Coleman. She gets a kill against St. Gents. So Central will now serve down 11-10 in the second set. And into the game to serve is Buckley Moss. Moss's serve dug out, and St. Jen works to the right side. McClinn, her shot is met, and Graves will get a chance for Central, but she can't get a kill. And now Central with Umbolt, a nice shot, almost got the point off the block, but Central breaks it back, and a shot by, looked like Pace there, was just wide to the left. And St. Jen with another point. They'll serve leading 12-10 in the second set. St. Jen with the serve. They set up the right side, and that was Pace with another shot that's dug out. And this time it's St. Jen's Chloe Unterreiner with the outside hit, and she gets another kill. It's 13-10, St. Jen on top. Back to serve for St. Jen, Megan Schweigert. Her serve dug out by Pace. They work to the left side with Graves. She can't get a kill there. It's dug out. And Reed with a shot for St. Jen. Central there to meet it. And a set up for Thurston, but her shot was too strong and goes out of bounds. It's 14-10. St. Jen on top. And Central's head coach Tracy Casey has to take another timeout. A good start from Central, but St. Jen has regained the lead and the momentum up 14-10 in set two.
And volleyball is a game of runs, as we saw in the first set. It was all started with that 7-0 run by St. Genevieve, and that really set the pace here. Central with a bit of a run to get things going in the second set, but unable to maintain it. St. Gen with a stronger run. That's why they have the lead.
Yeah, Central has been able to ride their blocks, Central has definitely been able to get blocks whenever, you know, they have the upper hand, but their passing and really their communication hasn't been there for most of the second set, as St. Jen has used that to storm back into this one. And now Central looking for a go-to player to bring them back into this. St. Genevieve will serve. They only need 11 more points to get the semifinal victory and advance to the championship game later on tonight. They're up 14-10, and there's the serve by Schweigert. Central digs it out, set up by Hannah Stewart, but unable to get the kill there is Thurston, as St. Jen tries to bump it backwards, but served into the net by St. Genevieve's Megan Schweigert, and that's a point for Central as they'll get a serve down 14-11. Graves to serve and gets it over. Set there by Lala Mandir, set up Reed, but nicely dug out by Graves, and she'll get another shot to get a hit here. Umbolt has to dig that out for St. Jen, which was a diving shot. Now Central working again. They set up the middle, and a nice hit that time by Pace. And she gets it past the block there. 14-12, Central still trailing. So Central trying to put together a run with back-to-back points. And Nora Graves to serve for the Rebels. Gets it over. Dug out by Schweigert. A bit of an awkward pass, but Lala Mandir handles it, and a nice hit by Unterreiner. Gets a deflection off of Moss, and that breaks up the run. 15-12, St. Jen on top.
There you go, Humboldt to serve again. We mentioned she's got that spin on the ball. It makes it kind of drop like a curveball.
Central digs it out. They work to their left side, and the shot blocked by Pace. But Central gets it back. They work to Pace again, but it's awkwardly handled, and Central will have too many hits as they can't get it across. And it looked like Pace didn't get her footing right as she tried to jump for that one. It's 16-12 St. Jen. Humboldt with another jump serve. That one just hit the line, and another ace for Jennifer Humboldt. As Central let it go, it's 17-12.
That's where that spin comes in. It looks like as it crosses the net, it's going to go clean out of bounds. But then it just hooks on you in that last second.
This time, Umbolt's serve goes into the net. It's now 17-13, St. Jen on top with Central to serve. And really in need of a run so that they can extend this to a third set. There's the serve. And St. Jen working to their middle. Avery Reed gets a shot off the block. And 18-13, St. Jen on top now after Reed's kill. They bring in their libero again to serve. That's Jada Greminger for St. Jen. The lefty will serve it. And Moss tried to dig it out, but it goes out of bounds. And it's 19-13, St. Jen on top as they close in on a semifinal victory.
Central needs to step up here. Only 6 points to keep their season alive. That's all they can, or excuse me, 5 points is all they can afford. Six will end the season.
Pace with a nice touch over the block and gets a kill there to make it 19-14, St. Jen. And now the Rebels looking to get on a run with Callie Thurston back to serve. She gets it over, dug out by the libero. And they'll work to the left side. Haley Grass, her shot was blocked initially, but Central can't dig it out. And it's now 20-14, St. Jen on top. Avery Reed will now go back to serve for the Dragons. Shot is met by Grass, and it looked like Avery Norris went into the net there trying to dig out the pass. And that's a violation. 21-14, St. Jen. Another serve from Reed. This time Norris sets up Brooklyn Pace in the middle, and a powerful shot is down for a kill, and it's 21-15. So now Central, again, needing to build up some more momentum in the late stages in this set, too. St. Jen with the first set victory and only 4 points away from advancing. There's the serve by Central, but they dig out St. Jen's shot. And now they set up Liberty Coleman, but her shot is blocked by St. Jen. A double block in the middle. Reed was in there, and it's now 22-15. Here's Haley Grass back to serve for the Dragons. She'll get a line drive shot, and Thurston bumps that out of bounds. And it's an ace for Thurston, and now Tracy Casey for Central has to call another timeout with her team down 23-15 in set two.
And it's time to step up right here if you want to keep your season alive for at least one more set. You're going to need to do something here to get the ball back.
So Central really with their backs against the wall as St. Genevieve is only 2 points away from advancing to the championship game later on today. And that will be between the winner of Festus and Herculaneum, who will be getting underway just after our game here in semifinal one is concluded. It'll come about 30 minutes after this one ends. So we're ready once again to start. Haley Grass back to serve for St. Genevieve, gets it over. Central digs it out, set by Stewart, and a shot to the outside by Thurston. St. Genevieve there to meet it, but Central gets the point, a double hit it looks like by Haley Grass. And now Central gets a chance to serve down 23-16.
Big break for the Central Rebels. They need to go on a run here.
Hannah Stewart with the serve. Lala Mandir sets up Humboldt on the left side for St. Jen. She gets a kill off the block. And now it's match point for St. Genevieve as they will have Drew Lala Mandir, their setter, back to serve. There is the serve, dug out by Thurston. Stewart setting up Nora Graves on the left side, but St. Genevieve digs it out. Lala Mandir setting up Humboldt, left side, off the block, and now Central has to work to get it across, and they do. Reed digs it out, and now St. Jen has to give it back to Central, who now sets up the right side with Norris, who gets a kill, and unable to block it there was St. Jen. It's 24-17, and now Central cannot afford another lost point. They have to go basically 7 more points to stay alive. Here's Moss with the serve. And Lala Mandir sets up the middle, and that one dug out by Humboldt. And Central will work to Graves, but that one's dug out by St. Genevieve. Reed with a powerful shot, but Central there to meet it. And they set up Graves again. They get another kill off the block from St. Jen, and now Central down 24-18. Still a long way to go for the Rebels with Buckwin Moss still to serve. There is the serve by Moss. Reed digs it out. Lala Madeer sets up the left side, and a kill by Chloe Unterreiner, and that one is not dug out by Central, and that's the match as Central cannot dig it out, and St. Genevieve wins 25-18 in set number two, and they get a two-set victory in the semifinal round after winning the first set 25-14, and they'll advance to the championship game later on tonight. And a good fight by Central, but just too much to handle.
Yeah, too much to handle with St. Genevieve, especially Drew Lalamandir doing a fantastic job in both sets, setting up her teammates around her for shots from the back row, coming from the outside hitters, and straight down the middle with Avery Reed as well. She can either just shoot it straight down the middle, or she can tip it to the open spots too. There's too many offensive weapons for the St. Genevieve volleyball team to handle, or for the Central Rebel volleyball team to handle of St. Gen.
So the top-seeded St. Genevieve Dragons will advance to the district championship game for the third consecutive season, looking for their second straight district title. They'll play the winner between Festus and Herculaneum. That's coming up in just about 30 minutes from now on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJFF. Make sure to stay with us here on Regional Radio for coverage of the Class 3 District 2 volleyball tournament.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
My name is Regina Hastings. I am the mom of Parker Hastings, starting kicker for the Farmington Knights.